You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Well, we're really familiar with this issue of boys underachievement, and because actually have historically been a school that has had more boys than girls, it's really mattered to us to ensure that our boys do well and to really address some of those things that make the big difference.
But in your schools as well, they don't do as well as the girls, is that right?
Okay, so that key headline figure for us was 90%, which is high, and the boys did really well, but the boys still got 89% compared to the girls getting 93%, so there's a 4% difference there. And this is in a group where there are 70% of boys compared to 30% of girls.
Why is it happening?
It'll be a combination of factors. I think for boys, the critical thing is having a sense of purpose, knowing why I'm doing this, what I'm doing this for. Quite often we see that the boys may have a marginal underachievement at GCSE, work hard to turn it around, and they can do that. At A level, the picture is sometimes reversed. And when they're choosing their own subjects, they've got a sense of purpose in what they're doing, then they can do perfectly well.
Professor Alan Smithers, what do you think accounts for this gender attainment gap?
Well, of course, girls could just be smarter.
is that what you believe?
Well, in part, but I think it's more to do with the form of the examination. This gap opened up when GCSEs replaced O-levels. O-levels were examined at the end, GCSEs throughout the course with lots of coursework, and girls tend to apply themselves and work harder through the whole course. Boys, on the whole, and this is a gross generalisation, but boys, on the whole, tend to prefer end-of-course examinations. Now, if I'm right, we'll be able to see this, because with the new GCSEs that are coming in from next year, we're reverting to end-of-course examinations. That's not to lower the gender gap, it's because the government believes that independently set and independently marked external examinations are better than internal assessment.
And but from your research, do you think that is the right thing to do if we are interested in bringing attainment, you know, towards parity for boys and girls?
Well, we may find with the change in style of examination that we move back towards parity. But I wouldn't try and fix it in terms of outcomes. I mean, the important thing is that school should consist of the essential things that we want children to learn and come up with the most authentic way we can of measuring the achievement of pupils having undertaken that learning.
So that sounds as if you're not too concerned about this gender gap.
No, I'm not. I think we fuss too much as a society if different groups achieve different outcomes.
But nationally, this is a 10% gap in attainment between boys and girls.
Yes, it is, and it has grown with the GCSEs. It's not in all subjects, of course. Boys are ahead in mathematics, and they tend to go on to do the sciences, the mathematics at A level and on to university, and that's thought to be a problem from the point of view of girls. It may just be the way people are.
Dame Alice Hudson, what do you think?
Well, I'm inclined to agree, and absolutely exam systems can test one thing or another thing, and I'm certain that the change in the exams will favour a different type of learning and probably go with boys, provided schools pitch it right, getting them to work consistently and not just wait for the exam.
They could end up over favouring boys then, couldn't they? We could end up going in the opposite direction.
As Professor Smith says, that's fine either way. If we're testing the thing we want to test, the important thing and the actually that's connected with your last item, that one of the things that the last government did just before it dissolved was the post 16 skills plan. And the really critical thing is, are we training our students, boys and girls, for the skills we want them to have, for the employment that we want them to get, for the economy which we want to have that be successful? And whether they're going on to A level or whether they're going on to a really high quality training program is what makes the difference. Are they successful in the routes that they go on to, and do the GCSEs prepare them for those routes?
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.